This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Saturday is 20 years since the attacks of September 11th and all the changes that that day brought to our politics and this society and this economy. Some of them were big, the TSA just for one, some maybe not so big, but still enough to make us feel safe going back into office buildings. And they've been with us long enough now, those lesser changes, that a whole generation of workers in this economy has no idea that things used to be different. Marketplace's Matt Levin takes us through one small legacy of September 11th that millions of people carry with us every day.
Three times a day, Melissa Van Hagen gets an email with what used to be a very long spreadsheet attached.
Ben, he came in and badged in at 9:28 in the morning. Somebody came in at 10:45, 11:44.
Ben and those somebodies at 10:45, 11, and 11:44 are employees still coming into the offices of PriMed Management Consulting, which does medical billing. Van Hagen is head of facilities. Right now, we're heading onto the second floor of company headquarters in San Ramon, a San Francisco Bay Area suburb.
This mainly is made up of mostly IT people, but nobody's here. They're a group that does tend to work more remotely.
She didn't need to leave her office to find out that nobody from IT was in their office today. Every time an employee taps a key card, just like she did to open this door, they get added to the spreadsheet. Key cards and badges and visitor check-in systems are workplace fixtures now, just as ubiquitously annoying as the printer that always jams and the coworker who reheats fish in the microwave. But before 9/11...
The limit to security in a lot of places was probably just the receptionist, if anyone else.
Lisa Langsdorf was in her early 20s and interviewing for PR jobs in New York City in the summer and fall of 2000.
I wasn't exactly going to like any important meetings at the United Nations or at Goldman Sachs. I don't remember ever having to get my license photo on a sticker.
That all changed after the attacks. Visiting a friend in their office didn't feel all that different from visiting the UN Security Council.
You would actually have to send your stuff through an X-ray conveyor belt. You would get a little pass on a piece of paper, and then you could swipe that pass through.
The TSA approach was mostly a New York thing, but companies all over the country were installing turnstiles, hiring security guards, and looking for a way to protect their workplaces and their workers. The market for key cards and ID badges took off. Brandon Arsamaa is Senior Director of Strategy for HID, one of the leading players in the now $6 billion access control industry.
Certainly, it was an emotional time for all of us, and it was easier for business leaders to justify at the time investment in security.
Government was a big client. So were universities and hospitals and any place the newly formed Homeland Security Department deemed a soft target. Arsamaa admits some of it was more for show than for safety.
In some cases, it is security theater. The practical protection is little considering the investment that's given. But theater helps us feel more comfortable.
Being tracked and spreadsheeted, maybe not so comforting. Some workers thought a pocket-sized device that let your employer follow you through the office was a dangerous invasion of privacy. Those concerns largely went the way of the flip phone as more sophisticated surveillance took over. Still with us, though, this awkwardness.
We've been conditioned now that in the workplace, you shouldn't hold the door open on somebody. You see somebody walking up behind you and you close the door really quickly.
And 20 years on, people still aren't over what a mandatory company lanyard has done to their outfit.
You know, we occasionally get some comments on our social media channels, even today. And I just got my third HID card and moved to a new company. And one thing that I continue to hate is how it clashes with my clothes.
Remote work has allowed employees to put that fashion problem in a drawer for 18 months, but it's created a new headache for facility directors like Melissa Van Hagen.
Everybody's been working from home and everybody's decided to grow their hair long. So we had a gentleman come through and nobody recognized him.
In the end, Van Hagen says it was his badge that proved he was who he said he was. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.